The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 29 November 2017. Can't believe I'm saying that date. Where has 2017 gone? Don't know. But it has. On the tail end of this, it's very interesting. On yesterday's program, you heard me mention that, it's the Assad's got to go, and it doesn't matter where these people are at. This is peace accords. If there's going to be any peace accord whatsoever, it's got to deal with Bashar al-Assad going bye-bye. Let me see. For a president of a country that didn't go after the Christians, didn't go after the Jews, didn't go after the Arabs, didn't go after anybody. Everybody lived in relative peace and harmony in that country. But Bashar al-Assad's got to go. The vicious repression of Syrian opposition forces by President Bashar Assad over the last 7 years, including the use of chemical weapons. Notice the regurgitation here from the Washington Times. That's right. Intentional targeting of strictly civilian areas has made it politically impossible for the head of the, it's a regime, it's not a government, it's a regime, to remain in power, a top Turkish leader said Monday. Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim told a regional security symposium in Britain on Monday that Mr. Assad's brutal tactics, aided by Russian and Iranian forces, mean Ankara and other regional powers can't accept Mr. Assad remaining in power as part of a peace deal. It's too hard to forget the past, so it's hard to see how Assad could possibly remain in office. Mr. Yildirim said during his speech at the London-based International Institute for Strategic Studies. Now, there's your clue. Yeah, we strategize and then we wage war. Mr. Assad's fate is considered the key question mark as the military campaign against the Islamic State is wrapping up and the regime makes continued progress on the battlefield against Syrian opposition groups. The Trump administration has signaled that it may be able to live with Mr. Assad in power. That's nice of him. Thank you, Donald. In the short term, but say the long-term reconstruction of the country, which will rely heavily on international funds, will require a new leadership in Damascus. Wait a minute. He can stay right now. Short term. Long-term reconstruction of the country, which rely heavily on international funds. You know, that was part of the problem they had with Syria. They didn't have a mechanism for international funds or international banks or gangsters. Now, did they? I don't think they're going to need them in the future either. Now, Mr. Yildirim reiterated, it is for the people to decide. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm sorry, who's in power in Turkey now? Who's on their way out? Who's on their way in? You're going to stay in NATO? You're going to get out? Seems to be a lot of waffling going on over there. And I'm sure very high pressure behind the scenes. Negotiations? Well, Mr. Whatever the heck his name was here. Mr. Yildirim. Well, here's kind of a little surprise. China is entering into the arena. China is to deploy troops to fight alongside Assad in Syria. Wow, now that really is a surprise. According to informed sources, the move comes as China becomes increasingly concerned with the presence of Islamic militants in the East Turkmenistan region who have cited aiding opposition groups in Syria. Wow. Last week, during a meeting with the Syrian presidential advisor, the man's name is Shaban, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi praised the regime's effort at tackling the fighters from the Islamic East Turkestan movement. And I've got a funny feeling here, folks. It's not about getting rid of Islamic terrorists as much as it is kind of needling the United States. When was the last time you heard in any theater of conflict the Chinese and the Russians teaming up? Let me see. The other two world superpowers, I think we're still ranked up there. I know Russia is, and I know China is, emerging as a superpower fed by all the money that we sent them from the United States, one way or the other. Go figure. Now, the sources said that the Chinese Ministry of Defense intends to send two units known as Tigers of Siberia and the Night Tigers from Special Operations Forces to aid Syrian government troops. I am just fascinated by this. Now, is this not ironic? This is not the first time Chinese troops have crossed into Syria. In 2015, the Syrian regime permitted some 5,000 soldiers to enter its territory as allied forces and stationed them in the western region of Latakia. Chinese military advisors were also among the deployment, as well as naval and aerial assets. This is the first I've heard of this. Well, China is one of the five veto-wielding powers of the UN Security Council, and along with Russia, has used its power on more than one occasion to protect the interest of the Syrian regime. Again, we get regime here. Russian support has given the government an upper hand in the six-year-long civil war, especially as the battle against Daesh comes to an end. More than 500,000 people are believed to have been killed since 2011, the vast majority by the Assad government and allied forces. Again, Washington Times story. Wow. 500,000 deaths and Assad killed them. Maybe the Chinese will buy out our news media. Or maybe the Russians. I don't know. Could it be any worse than the Zionist owning our media in this country, folks? And of course, here it is. The regime has also used chemical weapons against civilians and prevented aid from reaching those affected on the ground. UN officials further estimate that some 10 million people have been displaced as a result of the fighting. Now, the way this is phrased in the last paragraph of the story, it's an intimation here. The regime has also used chemical weapons against civilians and prevented aid from reaching those affected on the ground, period. UN officials further estimate that some 10 million people have been displaced as a result of the fighting. What do we have to do in this country to stop the media's as being, well, the handmaidens of the Pentagon. Call it the deep state. I don't care. CIA operatives roaming around in their newsrooms, looking at the ticker tape and deciding what story they can do and what they can't, what story they should do with the added propaganda that I'm going to give you. CNN is throwing a fit, by the way. The Clinton News Network or the Communist News Network or the Chicken Noodle News Network, take your pick. The term fake news is not allowed on CNN. Well, that's because they're the fakers. Heads are rolling, folks, and another one bites the dust. This time, from NBC, Matt Lauer. Bye-bye, as Mikey just said. Now, should I be upset? No, he was a... Gosh. I don't even know how to describe this man. Saying he was in the business of news is like saying I'm in the business of, building dirigibles. Because our signal goes through the air. They just put out the propaganda and they go untouched. And then other news services pick up the propaganda and all of a sudden it's the talking points along with a panel of people that are opinionated. And then we get the opinion on our opinion. Forget the facts. Forget the truth. Facts is an abused word anymore. Is there any way to stop them? The only way that I know how is to counter their propaganda. And hopefully one day America will wake up and go, you know, I've had my morning coffee and I've had a breath of fresh air here, the morning air, and you know, I've got a clear head. And today, that's it with the propaganda. I'm not listening to their news anymore. Unfortunately, a lot of people in this country have tuned out, but they've not tuned in anyplace else. So their minds are in vacuum. They're kind of in a, I don't know, some kind of stasis. But isn't that interesting? Now, I wonder if this has anything to do with Vladimir Putin supposedly having meetings with Netanyahu. You know, Russia is one thing. We can always get the United States to beat the drums of war, nuclear war, that is, with Russia if necessary. Hell, we can do it with North Korea. Why can't we do it with Russia? After all, Vladimir Putin is, well, they haven't, you know the funny thing, Mike? They haven't even declared. Now, we had a communist in there, the big bad communist, you know, the short-arm character, Uncle Joe. Now, you know what's rather fascinating to me? That they don't compare Vladimir Putin to the communist government that good old Uncle Joe was taking part in. Isn't that a fascinating thing? They just edge around that piece of history like it never existed. I am just absolutely fascinated, aren't you? You know, I wonder if Trump, you know, these networks are licensed and regulated by the FCC, whereas we're not. And they have to freshen up their license. They have to make application again. What if they didn't get a license? Now, I have heard of station owners losing their license. Some because of the seven deadly words, swear words you can't use on air. There are other violations the FCC can lift your license, but I've never heard of somebody not having their license renewed because, well, quite frankly, they're a bunch of liars. But I'm sure that thought has crossed President Trump's mind. So China is in there with the Ruskies. Well, what to do now? Wow. So I wonder how Benjamin Netanyahu's going to, you know, if he wants to steal anything more or have the United States topple any more governments, or if they want to go solo and start a war with a Middle East country over there, what are they going to do with the Russians and the Chinese over there now? Wow. Have we created such a vacuum in this world? We know that nobody in the Middle East trusts the United States or Britain or the so-called allies of ours, because we've all had a hand one way or another in there just destroying for no damn good reason at all. You know, isn't it funny that they don't talk about Muammar Gaddafi anymore? They don't talk about Saddam Hussein anymore. Because after the damage is done and the bodies are buried, they don't want to seem to bring those names up while the rest of the world has learned what has happened since these individuals have been put 6 foot under. They don't want to talk about that. It is almost like it's instantaneous memory wipe. There's not enough room on the informational tape in your head, folks, so whatever was laid down yesterday on that track has to be eliminated today. We only have so much space, and we need to feed you more propaganda. That's what it almost seems like. And while all this giddy-ha-ha is going on, and they're throwing people under the bus, Matt Lauer is the one to go today. Excuse me. And Mr. Lauer was not told until last night, I'm sure he had a nice restful night, that he was fired from NBC and the Today Show, which he's been at for, I don't know, 20-some years. I don't. But his fellow compadres on set didn't find out until this morning, and they were just absolutely shocked. Now, I'm going to stretch the credulity line here for a second by just maybe suggesting that Mr. Matt Lauer was fired because, well, they need to throw some bodies under the bus, and hey, there's a pretty big body. Throw him under there. But Hillary Clinton told Matt Lauer she was going to get him. Remember the interview that Matt Lauer did with Hillary Clinton that went astray from the pre-agreed-to questioning? She was not happy. She was not happy at all. Could be just one of those political ploys or plays, if you will. Well, while all this fun stuff is going on, who's zooming whom and who's doing what without permission, or I don't know. You know, if the feminists get their way, they're going to have to rely on sperm banks to get pregnant and have children, because there's not going to be any men left, or at least men that are not, I don't know, that. You know, how does the dating game start? How does the proposal of marriage, where does that come from? What's this marriage thing? And then you have children, and then you get to watch your children get married, and hopefully you have grandchildren. And if you're real lucky, you can have great grandchildren. But if this keeps up, you women are going to have to do one of two things. You're going to have to rent yourself some male hookers, or you're going to have to become lesbians and cleave to your own, no pun intended, and have to visit the sperm bank when you want to get pregnant and have children in a household without a man's influence. You see, that's the way things used to work.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Alrighty, 800-313-9443 is the phone-in number. By the way, I've listened to Mr. Rivero's program today, or tried to, and he's been having several problems down there with Skype. And on my way back from Missouri, I'm listening to Rivero, and it's unlistenable. And I knew right away that was the internet. It wasn't Skype. He's had problems with Skype. Although, is this a true statement that everybody here on this network, Mike, is on Skype and we don't have any problems with anybody here? Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I mean, every once in a while there'll be a glitch, and it's a fast reconnect. But he's in a world of hurt down there. I immediately, on my drive down listening to his program, I immediately called Mike here in the office, and I said, look, I said, have him do a speed test. And you folks out there, you can do the same. A lot of you get bandwidth challenged, and you may not even be aware of it. There's a little test that you can take on your own computer, and it measures your bandwidth and the speed of it. And that's speedtest.net. Try it out. You might be surprised. And I immediately asked Mike, I said, tell Rivero to run a speed test on his computer. And he did. And a number came back that was, I knew it wasn't right. So I asked him to do it again. And he did. And voila. It was showing that he was downloading at 56 MBPS. What? MBPS. Never can get that right. Megabytes per second. He said it was 300. I said, check again. Well, it turned out to be 56. Talked to Michael today before his program, about an hour before him. And his download speed, what was it, 1.2? See, or I'm sorry, his upload speed. And the upload is... Wow. And he said, you know, real early in the morning I checked it and it was just fine. And I said, that's because nobody else is in there using, at that time in the morning, at least in Hawaii, there's not that many people using the internet. And it's like anything else. You add more traffic into that pipeline, it's going to move slower, not faster. So he's trying to work through the problem down there. And evidently he checked out Spectrum and the complaint department there all over the country. In the continental United States, Spectrum is just having problem after problem and delivering high-speed internet. I told Michael, I said, you know, I said, I think what this is more, has to do more with is the fact that they're not upgrading their infrastructure. They're not upgrading anything to give customers better service. Because there's only so much bandwidth that they can pump out. And each a little, oh, here comes an IT text. I could hear it ringing here. We can't use satellite, Tom. There's too much of a delay in it. Okay. Yeah, people have said, well, why don't you use satellite? Well, that's because your receiver's on the ground, and that satellite is way up there in space, which causes a delay, which makes it almost impossible to use satellite internet to do radio. We've tried. Tried and tested. So the problem is, I told him, I said, they're not doing anything, they're not doing any upgrades. They're just charging people out the yin-yang for the service, and the service is continuing to degrade. Now, if a company tells you you've signed up for the internet, oh, you know, Spectrum's got a screaming deal here. I've been looking at their flyers. Yeah, you can get 100 millibytes per second. Or is it Oh, shut up. MPBS, whatever it is. Okay. 100 up, 100 down. Wow, that's blazing fast speed. You can get it for $30 a month. Well, I'm hooked up with AT&T, and I do a lot of work on computer, especially for the network. And one day, I'm sitting there, and I had Netflix on, and there was this interesting documentary I was watching, and I turned on the computer and fired it up, and all of a sudden, well, the TV locked up. Bandwidth not available. So I did a speed test on it. Well, it was almost walking backwards. So I called AT&T and I said, look, and this is after I'd had problems with the router, and they sent me the wrong router, and then they sent a tech out and they ripped half the wiring in my house, and once I got everything fired back up, I had to reconnect everything. So I call AT&T and I said, you know, what do you people think that you're doing? I'll tell you the rest of that on the other side. 800-313-9443. I'll tell you what's really going on here. All right, we'll be back.
Around the clouds, what goes up must come down.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me out.
No, Tom, you're wrong. Answering on the air a text that he'd sent me. How do you think the internet he has now gets to CONUS? Satellite, baby, satellite. No, it doesn't. Underground cable. Underground cable, baby. You know, if it was a matter of putting a dish up, yeah, we would have done that a long time ago. But there is a delay. And satellite Wi-Fi is unusable doing it for the purposes we use it for. There is too much of a delay. At any rate. Follow-up here on the workers fired for refusing some vaccines. And I find this fascinating because the story first comes out and it talks about one person getting fired. Nah. It's not one, just one person. And so it begins. The healthcare system has literally fired 50 employees in one fell swoop over the draconian flu jab policy. They can't fire all of us if we stand up, right? Well, that might be the inner wishful thinking of those who refuse vaccinations while working in the healthcare system. WGN9 reports a Minnesota-based health system has fired about 50 employees who refused to get a flu shot. Essentia Health announced last month that employees would be required to get vaccinated for influenza unless they received a religious or medical exemption. The system claimed that it was trying to keep patients from getting sick at its 15 hospitals and 75 clinics in Minnesota, Idaho, North Dakota, and Wisconsin. And further from WGN, Essentia says 99% of the company's 13,900 eligible employees had gotten the shot, received an exemption, or were getting an exemption by the Monday deadline. The United Steelworkers filed an injunction to try to delay the policy, but a federal judge denied the request. Minnesota Public Radio reports that at least two other unions are filing grievances on behalf of workers who lost their jobs. Don't tell me a union's actually going to do the right thing. Miracle of miracles. Now, how do you know when something is truly for the benefit of the people? Why, when you listen and are forced to choose it or lose your entire livelihood, of course. I mean, that's... We'd like to point out that we have heard from workers in other healthcare systems who are being forced to get shots or lose their jobs or wear masks for over 4 months. 4 months of the year during flu season. Please remember that it's not just nurses and doctors who are being coerced, but support assistant workers and other department workers in hospital systems as well. Now, obviously, nobody should be forced to take into their bodies any substance or face losing everything, although the system enforcing these mandates claim that it's for public health. This cannot be the case considering the almost complete lack of efficacy of the flu vaccines themselves. Isn't it ironic that hospitals are demanding people to take a flu shot that doesn't work? It's the world we live in today, folks. The hospital systems could protect their patients better by cutting down on preventable medical errors, which are the third leading cause of death in the U.S. They could come up with a reasonable method to prevent superbugs and antibiotic resistance among their vulnerable patients. And we hope that all these unions fighting any healthcare systems using these seriously violating practices or policies go all the way and win back basic rights for their employees. I knew that would shake your cage. Hello, Steve Elkins.
Hey there, John. Hey, I discussed this on my show on Sunday that I actually had a conversation with the one of the talking heads at the Minnesota Nurses Association about this issue.
Mm-hmm.
Since I saw the banner article on RBN, and it did not go well. It did not go well with this conversation. I will talk about that on Sunday. But well, this is something we really seriously need to. We need to look at closely. Physicians are actually losing their licenses over giving medical exemptions. And I'm going to talk about this on Sunday. I am very angry about this whole situation. This Minnesota Nurses Association is very, very similar to the California Nurses Association, and that they're very compliant with the hospitals that they work with. And they're not fighting very hard. They're not fighting very hard at all for their nurses. And I had a very heated discussion. I was very calm. The other side was not very nice, and it ended abruptly, my conversation with this person. Quite obvious. They are being strong-armed to comply with
If I'm understanding this, Steve, it's the nurses' associations, but who is this political little organization that is demanding policy and they set policy? Who's behind them?
That's a good question. I could only assume that government is pressuring them to have a full compliance. Now I'm going to have the same situation, the same problem, probably here in Florida. I have a medical exemption. I am not going to take a flu vaccine. I am not going to take a Pneumovax. I have a medical exemption. Now, will they recognize that? That's a good question. We'll find out. And let me tell you, you know me, John. I'm gonna come out swinging on this baby. I'm not going to go down easy on this one. This vaccine is a fraud. It is a complete fraud. When I asked this individual from the nurses union about, do you understand, do you know the percentages of effectiveness of this vaccine? And he had no freaking clue.
But yet he's
no freaking clue.
But yet he's part of the problem pushing this but he's got no idea what the hell he's talking about.
No, it's one of those people, then, again, putting a position, putting a job that John, that he does not know. He does not know his job. He does not know the definition. He didn't know the definition of an adverse reaction. And I was very nice about this interview. I called this guy. I wanted to see if I can get him on the show and talk to him about this. What is the stance? What is the position of the nurses' union? And he asked me, are we being recorded? Right off the bat, he was worried about what he might say. It might be used against him. This guy was shaking in his boots, and it didn't turn out really well. I'll talk more about that on the show on Sunday, but I'm concerned. I am very concerned that we are losing our autonomy, and this is just a trickle-down effect, John. It'll trickle down from this industry to this industry to this industry until everybody will be threatened in their job place to comply with a mandatory vaccine on a fraudulent vaccine. That's how I see it.
Well, does this ring anybody's bells here? Remember a couple of years ago, they were mandating this and mandating that, and
right.
They said the same thing, that, oh, this is for public health, and you must do this. Well, enough people pushed back, and they backed off. But
yeah.
That's not to say that they went away, because they didn't. They just come at you again.
They're going to use your job, your benefits, anything they can to get compliance on this fraudulent vaccine. And it's going to take a basically fold your arms civil disobedience to say, the hell with you. We're not going to do it. And that's how we're going to win this case.
Why did I just get a mental picture of these clowns that are demanding that people take the flu shots, that people just take the shots and just take the needles and use them as pin cushions? This is absolutely insane. Well, I mean, what do you expect here? Because we're in a country right now that they mandated health care and that you buy insurance. And the Supreme Court didn't see anything wrong with that. And they used a very interesting ruling in order to get their way with that. And, here again we go back to commerce or money, the Congress has the right to lay and collect taxes. Well, collecting a tax, in my mind, is a little bit different than mandating an insurance.
Right.
And this is how they tried to skirt the issue. So if we got pharma cartel full tilt boogie with their lawyers behind the nurses associations, the AMA, and God knows what else, you know, it is time that we break that off. But I don't know that anybody in government has the courage to do that.
I agree with you. I have yet to hear anybody. You know, what's funny is that we haven't heard from Kennedy Jr. there, who's been hot on the track of outing this fraud vaccine industry. He's been silent. I don't know what's happened to this guy.
he's
taken on the chore, and then he suddenly disappeared.
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
Look what happened to John and Bobby. Want the same thing happen to you?
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's a good probability. That's a high probability. I think you're right there. I'm going to be talking about this on Sunday. So
all right.
I'm just rather heated on it. I've got to probably step away and chill out a little bit here. I'm really hot on this issue.
Well, I mean, it's an industry you work in, and it has become. Most people thought that it was just a quest for money. You know, how to maximize their profits. You know, we saw the whole insurance game with health insurance turned on its head. We saw the hospitals and the healthcare industry going pitch battle with insurance companies, and we saw them and their billing practices, where we have $2, $1, $2.98 priced Q-tips or whatever the case. Pick one; it doesn't matter. That the healthcare has continued to escalate.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta have insurance. Your doctors out there gotta have insurance. So the mandated to buy the risk insurance. And I've always thought that kind of funny, because if my opinion is this, and even by law, Most people don't know this. You don't have to take up insurance for your car. In other words, you can do a financial responsibility statement. And I don't suggest that people do that now when you're paying $1,000 a night for a hospital stay. But suffice to say that you didn't have to follow the mandate of the state. As long as you showed financial responsibility, you know what? The hell with your mandated auto insurance. I'll take the responsibility on my own shoulders. So when I look at this, I thought the same thing of doctors, that they had to buy malpractice insurance when the doctor is a good doctor. He's not fast and loose. He's not hooked on his own drugs. He doesn't sit around and twiddle his thumbs. He reads medical journals, tries to stay up with where things are going. And he's a conscientious, you know, doctor. And he's, in other words, he's not a butcher. Yeah, but he himself is required to pick up the malpractice insurance. Well, that hikes up the cost. Everything is in there to hike up the cost of health care in this country. So, you know, true to the Hegelian dialectic here, you know, hey, folks, we got a problem here. We got a high price insurance. People can't afford it. Yeah, that's because the government's been in there screwing around with it. Then they show you how bad it is, and then they come up with their solution. It was called Obamacare.
Yeah, John, the gods on the Hill, the Supreme Court, have overstepped their boundaries on the mandatory health care. They totally overstepped their boundaries. Ron and I have talked about this, and there's nothing to give them the authorization to actually mandate this. But they've, you know, our Constitution is hanging by a thread, John. It is hanging by a thread. Our amendments to the Constitution, you know, First Amendment, Second Amendment, Fourth and Tenth, I've been really hit hard in the last year or so. It's hanging by a thread, and these people have overstepped their boundaries, and they're pushing the envelope. They're pushing the envelope, especially with the mandatory, because it's going to trickle down. It's going to trickle down to anybody. After a while, it will start here. They always have a pilot. It starts here, and it trickles down to here, and after a while, they will say, you know, if you're having kind of government benefits, if you don't comply with their mandatory vaccine, you will lose your benefits.
You know, they're operating pretty much like a corporation. If a CEO of XYZ Corporation comes up with a policy, hey, it's mandated or you lose your job.
Right, exactly.
Now, thank you for filling in for me last Monday with Ron McDonald, who I'm going to have up with Ron this Monday. Is a woman from the outback.
Right.
I don't know if you heard me say from Perth.
Yeah, did.
Yeah, this woman went toe-to-toe, and it was over property taxes, among other things. And they went after her, and man, harassed her, beat her up, cops all over the place, pulling her out of her car, going on her property without warrant, just flat-out harassment. And she evidently is refusing to pay the property tax, which she owns her, I guess she owns her land flat out. And she said, I'm not going to pay that. Well, rather than the entity here in the United States, the Internal Revenue Service, you know, an agency of the federal government, rather than sending the tax assessors and threateners out there at her, the government sent her a letter and said, you will pay your taxes and you will pay it to the corporation.
Right.
The first time that I've heard an admission on this. So I'm going to have her up Monday. This is what we've been battling here in this country. And this is what we've been telling people. The government itself is a corporation. The state you live in is a corporation. All of what you see is administratively being shoved right down your throat. And this is how they bypass your rights, your constitutional freedoms, your liberty. You know, this is mine and keep your damn hands off of it. Leave go of my itty bitty. This is administratively how they've been doing this. And finally, after all these years, this is starting to come to light. I am fascinated how this subject matter, when approached, if it's asked in the media or it's asked of one of our politicians, you know, it's some kind of wingnut. You know, this is, you might get an answer, this is a democracy, but a corporation? Heaven forbid.
Well, I think Al Whitney specified and stated that quite clearly, the corporation, you know, several corporations that run this government. And, we got a lot of work to do, John. We got a lot of work to do.
Well, and you know, idle hands is the devil's workshop. So even though we're broke going into the future, there's still a lot of work to do.
Yeah, I do.
All right.
Hey, thank you, John. I just want to pass on everybody Off the Beaten Path on Sundays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check it out.
There you go. Thanks, Steve.
Hey, thanks, John.
I appreciate it. That was timely. He must have that clock in his head as well. And he's an hour ahead. Go figure that one out. We'll take the break. 800-313-9443. Haven't talked to you all in a long time. I'm waiting for your call.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Betty in North Carolina. Hello, Betty.
Hi there. I wonder if you're aware of how low the interest rate is paid on investment accounts by the investment houses and the banks. If you got savings account, you get very little interest. Well, if you don't like the Federal Deposit Insurance Company, do you know what's being advocated by them to get some interest on your savings? They tell you to go to the Bank of China. not funny.
Well, in the world, Betty, seriously, in the world we live in today, yeah, it is funny. Because here is, it hasn't dawned on people yet that we need something other than the Federal Reserve notes. If we had a stable currency, this kind of stuff wouldn't be going on. And they did the same damn thing back in 1929. How many people do you know that are still alive today that were of age to remember the Depression?
The bankruptcies, yes.
Okay. Absolutely devastating. What the banks did back then is they withheld investment capital, i.e., the interest money to the people and businesses. Just absolutely stopped it cold. They started this crap in 1913, got everybody on the hook with the funny money, and then pulled the plug on them. Well, they did it again. Only this time, they did it in a very big way. The biggest ripoff of, you've heard me say many times, ever witnessed by mankind, and they're sitting back in their leather-backed chairs with their fat cigars, feet up on the desk, laughing their tushes off because they're untouchable, or so they think. Just because we have gutless people in Washington, D.C., that, and I always call this a tax, paying interest on money is nothing more than a tax. Just ask any Washington politician, is there any tax that you didn't like? No, because it furthers their aims, and it's put on your back and my back. Only this time, the bank robbers went in, robbed their own bank, and pointed a finger at us and says, well, they didn't necessarily rob the bank, but they're liable for repayment. How exactly does that work?
That's the way it goes.
Well, Betty, it's not funny, but it is funny. This whole damn system.
Funny.
Well, this whole damn system is going to collapse. And I'm waiting here for Plan B of the bankers. We're starting to see something of that. They want to go cashless here. And that will help in many regards, especially with collecting taxes, because once everything is on computer, you're going to have the IRS, you're going to have the state, you're going to have everybody in there, and they're going to get their money before you even see it or touch it.
Will you comment on two other things? When Trump went over and agreed with China to a trade agreement recently, and then does that trade agreement have anything to do with China getting their goods, building rails over to Europe and back?
I don't know.
And maybe down to the Middle East, of course.
I don't know.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Did she always ask me questions I don't know the answer to? Any rate, second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. We'll continue with your calls as well at 800-313-9443. And evidently, there's some breaking news here. Can you get me a story and clean it up? I don't know what all this stuff is on my screen. I can barely read the story. Brian Hyde did a report. And evidently, the Bundys have been released. Say what? Say it isn't so. Gee whiz, are they backing off here? They don't want another armed standoff that might include all 50 states this time? Maybe they saw the wisdom of letting this one alone.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.